Oliver Hartwich of the New Zealand Initiative, Executive Director, of course, is with us. Morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Is it a fair question? What happened to what they were supposed to be doing?
It is a fair question because government has already made it very clear what they expect of the public service. And in fact, Parliament has changed the Public Service Act to write merit into the Public Service Act. And yet we have individual government departments, Treasury, MB, that are still pursuing the old diversity, equity and inclusion agenda. And they're still publishing papers on that. They can tell you down to the last dollar how much members of an individual ethnic group are paid. And yet Treasury can't tell you how many economists they employ. So there is still some work to do.
So in doing that, are they breaking the rules or the laws, or are they allowed to do what they're doing?
They are totally allowed to do, government is allowed to do what they're doing. The government departments are basically taking the mickey out of government because government has made it very clear what they expect the public service to do. And the government departments are basically just continuing their old practices. So it makes sense to actually clarify that. And that's how I understand Act policy.
Okay, so how can you have these two things? I'm quoting from the Section 73. The impartial selection of suitably qualified people for appointment. So that's part one. The other part is employment requirements of certain groups like Maori, women and people with disabilities. How can you have the two living together?
Well, you can't because they're internally contradictory, and therefore it makes sense to clarify that and take the ethnic-based provisions out of the Public Service Act. And by the way, that only really reinforces what Cabinet has already said in a circular and what the intention really of the changes to the Public Service Act was. So actually clarifying that, writing it into law makes complete sense and just clarifies an existing situation.
Shame they have to do it though, eh? It'd be nice to think that the public service just followed the orders of the day.
Well, they only had 3 years, of course, to learn that.
The greater involvement of Maori in the public service, that's racist, isn't it?
Well, there simply shouldn't be any decisions made in the public service based on race or ethnicity or gender.
Yeah.
The core responsibility of the public service is to be competent and to deliver for the government of the day. That is what they have to do. And according to their own performance measurement and performance reviews, that's not what they're doing. In the last official performance review of Treasury, for example, it was said that Treasury is weak when it comes to its core competence of delivering economic advice to the government. As long as they don't do their core competences right, they shouldn't focus on any of these other sideshows.
Given what the government thought they were going to do versus what ACT are outlining as a policy now, will this fix it?
I think this is one step towards fixing it, but we're dealing with a massive problem that has actually grown over decades. So I think a single law change will not have an immediate effect, but I think it's good to send a clear signal to the public service what the government really expects of it.
Nice to talk to you as always. Oliver Hartwich out of the New Zealand Initiative. It is Will Us.